Hi, this is Nora. I'm calling. Hi, this is Nora. Today I'm filling in for Gil Baggett and BJ Smith. Unfortunately, due to the recent violence over in North Minneapolis, they weren't able to be here. Today we're going to talk about the violence that's been going on over the last week or so. And we'd like you to give us a call. And the number to call is 347-215-9262. So is there anyone out there? You keep talking. And right with me, we have Lucas.
Miss Nora said, you know, we're dealing with the recent violence going on over there in North Minneapolis, and it's just senseless violence. People are out here killing each other for these little tools and fuel, and it just doesn't make any sense. You know, people need to realize that we are destroying our own communities, you know, and we're ripping our own families apart, and we just need to be pulling together, man, and working together to try to create some peace and unity here. Just one moment, Miss Nora will be with you again. And, you know, we're looking for some people to give us calls in and give us their opinions about what's been going on in our community. We also like to mention that we have a Family Time Parenting Program, which is here at the Urban Ventures. We have that every Tuesday night from 5 to 7 p.m., and we're located at 3023 4th Avenue South. So if you'd like to come out and, get together with the people in the community, and we're trying to empower not only ourselves but to empower our youth so that we can bring that back into our communities also.
Okay, so the topic is we're going to talk about, we've been attending several funerals in the area. We've been doing a lot of prayer vigils, and it just pulls your heart apart to see the effect that this violence has had on the children that have been left behind, on the mothers and fathers. And it's just senseless violence that's going on, and there isn't an explanation for this. And once again, we'd like to know how you feel. What would you like to say to those left behind? I know that I would like to tell those left behind that I can't begin to imagine what they're going through. Our hearts and prayers go out to them. And we just want them to stay strong, keep their faith, and know that there's a reason for everything, although it doesn't seem like there's a reason for this. But we need to do something about this. This needs to be started home and branch out into the community. And I also want to reach out to anyone who might have any information on these killings or know anything to please call the local police department and tell them what's going on. Any type of information, whether you think it'll be small, it might seem small or trivial to you, but that may be just what the police need to solve these crimes. So please give us a call. One of the vigils we recently had was on Broadway and Lindale that I recently attended, and it's amazing how the community is joined together to support the families of the victims of this. The community has been pouring out pastors, ministers, government officials, and it's unfortunate that we have to come together under these circumstances and unite to show our support for each other in our community. But we just like to say that, once again, our heart goes out to the families who've suffered the losses, especially to the children and the mothers and fathers. What would you like to say to these? We once again invite you to call in. We're also on Facebook. So go to the Facebook page and make your comments. Again, the number is 347-215-9262. I invite any and everyone to call in and comment on this matter. But there has been just too much violence in the neighborhood. There's been too much violence in the homes. And it seems like this has been an ongoing thing. And I'd like to ask, when will this stop? When will we stop killing each other? When will we start to unite as a community? We've come so far over recent years together. And, I mean, it's just senseless. It doesn't make any difference.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
I'm not getting any calls.
So, once again, I invite you to call into the station. We presently are, as I said before, having several funerals. One is going on at Shiloh Temple in North Minneapolis for Quentin, the young man who was killed on 17th and Morgan this past week. I have, like I said, I was at the vigil with Minneapolis Mad Dads a few days ago on Broadway and Lindell. And if you can see how what's left behind and how this has affected the people's lives, there was a young man, and he was standing up there, and as we were talking, looking at him, I could not help but feel torn completely apart. This young man, he was a friend of one of the young men who had been recently killed. And just looking at him and seeing how it tore him apart and how it's torn his life apart, you know, it's just the people who've done this, if you could just see the damage that you've caused, I think it will change your mind about a lot of the stuff that you're doing. This young man will never be the same. This family will never be the same. We also had another family that came up there. The entire family came out, from the grandmother on down, uncles, cousins, sisters, and brothers. And this family was also greatly affected. I mean, it seems to you like you get into an argument over something that's really trivial. And then you hold a grudge, and you come out and you take that person's life, I mean, without thinking. Life is such a precious thing. It's something that you need to cherish. And I want to ask those of you who are committing these crimes, how would you put yourself in their family's place? How would you feel if someone came along and took a member of your family away from you? How would you feel if someone came along and shot a member of your family down in the street and just left them there? How would you feel? Put yourself in their shoes. Put yourself in their family's shoes. How would you feel? Would you want that to happen to you? I mean, I don't think there's anything that's serious enough for you to take a child's life or anyone's life for that matter. It's just getting just to be too much. If you're the person or one of the people that has committed one of these crimes, I would ask you to reach out. If you don't have the courage to turn yourself in, I'd ask you to reach out to someone in your family to help you, because this is just too much. Think about what you're doing. Those of you who are thinking about going out committing these crimes, think. Think about the destruction that you're going to cause. Think about the people that are going to be left behind to deal with this situation. I mean, you're affecting the lives of these individuals forever. I mean, their lives will never be the same. Their children will never be the same. And there are so many things that these children could have added to their family's lives. There are things that they could have added to our civilization overall. The young child that you may have killed, could have been the very one who found the cure for cancer, found the cure for Alzheimer's, found the cure for lung disease, found the cure for heart disease. And you've taken these individuals away from us. The individual that you might have killed could have grown up to be a father, a mother of a child who could have done such a thing. Or they could have just grown up and become a mother or father. By taking their lives, you took their future. You've taken everything away from them. You've taken everything away from their family. So, once again, I invite anyone who's listening to feel free to give us a call. And that number, again, is 347-215-9262. And I'd like to take a moment of silence out of respect for those that we've lost and for the families of those who've lost their loved ones. So we're going to take a moment of silence right here in remembrance. And while we're doing this, think about your children. Think about your brothers and sisters. Think about how and what they do throughout the day. And also think about these parents will not be able to interact with their children. They won't be able to wish them happy birthday, tell them Merry Christmas, or anything. They won't be ever able to say anything to their children, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, ever again for as long as they live. And this will be something that they will carry with them for as long as they live. So we'll take our minute of silence right now. Okay, we're back. I'd like to, at this time, take an opportunity to let you know that we do still have our Tuesday night groups at 3023 4th Avenue South. It's a support group, and we'd also like to invite any of the families with the children who have been lost, any family members, to come in tonight to our Tuesday night support group so that we can show you how much that we love you and that there are people who do care. So, again, that address is 3023 4th Avenue South. We'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m. And we do provide a nice hot meal for you. So, family members, come in. Let us talk to you. Let us help you through your pain. And again, I ask those of you who have any solution, anything at all that they would like to say about this present situation, please call us, talk to us on Facebook. And if you know any of these families, reach out and show your love and support to them. Again, let's just look at the senseless violence. This has been a problem that has been growing for years. It's not something that has happened overnight. And ironically, the parents of these people that are committing the crime, family members, know, you know what your kids are doing. You know what your family members are doing. I mean, you have to be aware. There is no way that you cannot be aware of what your child is doing. It's impossible. Your child is living in the house with you, you have a good idea of what he's doing or she's doing. And I'd also like to talk about the recent violence that the young women have been causing in the neighborhood and in the community. And I was really amazed. I've always thought about these acts of violence as committed by the young men or the men, but there has been an increase of violence from the young women. And young women, I'd like to ask you why. What could be so important that you would take someone's life? What kind of pain are you having that would make you feel like that's okay? What are you going through that would make you feel like that's okay? I mean, to pick up a weapon and take someone's life, that's kind of hard to understand. I mean, the youth today need to concentrate more on education and their futures. I mean, these little fights and squabbles that you get into now may seem like a big thing, but trust me, 10 years from now, they'll be very trivial. And, I mean, why would you take the chance? Why would you take someone's life and end up spending the rest of your life in jail? And even if you don't get caught, how can you live with something like that? Put yourself in their parents' position, both the young men and the young women. Think about when you get older, having children, loving your child, watching your child grow from a newborn baby, sending your child off to his first day of school, watching him go to kindergarten, first grade, watching him celebrating his 5th birthday, his 10th birthday, his 11th birthday. Think about all the memories that you would have of this child. Think about how much you would love this child, how much you would nurture this child and care for this child. And then think about how you would feel if someone came along and took this child from you. That's a really terrible feeling. As a mother of teenagers myself, I can't even begin to imagine that, how that would feel. And I just say that I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. And all of you that still have your children with you, you're truly blessed also. So once again, I ask you, if you know any of the family members that have recently lost children, or anyone for that fact, be it a child, mother, father, sister, brother, parent, grandparent, reach out to those. Reach out to those people and let them know that you care. Let them know someone cares. Because that's a hard thing to get through. It's a hard process. And it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. So once again, our hearts here go out to you. If there's anything that we can do for you, we will if we can, if it's within our power to do. And once again, my name is Nora, and I'm Blog Talk Radio from Minneapolis, my dad. And we have been reaching out to the community. So if there's anything that you don't feel comfortable saying or telling anyone, reach out to us. We're here for you. So once again, this is Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by Minneapolis Mad Dads. Our phone number is 347-215-9262. Or you can contact us and respond on our Facebook page. And we only have about 9 more minutes. So I ask you to call in now. So, all of you who are out listening, please call in. Again, that number is 347-215-9262. I like to also say to all the kids that are going to school and walking the neighborhood, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the people that are around you. Pay closer attention to the friends that you have. Be careful of those you invite into your life. Sometimes you can be in the wrong place at the right time and become a victim. So once again, I say, go to school. Do your homework. Pay attention. Be proud of who you are. There are people at home who love you. There are people here who love you. We have a lot of programs that we sponsor for the youth. There's a lot of community involvement that we do. So if there's something that you feel like you're lacking, call us and tell us about it. Go to our Facebook page. Call us at the office. As I said before, if there's anything that we can do to help you that is within our power, we will. If you just need someone to talk to, call us. Our number here is 347-215-9262. And there's a countdown. We have about 7 minutes. So once again, I ask you to call us, hit us on the Facebook page, tell us your feelings. Tell us your feelings about what's going on. Do you have any solutions? The only solutions that I have to offer is directed at the parents. Parents, try and spend more time with your kids. Get to know your kids. Get to know who your kids' friends are. We have to take control of our families. We have to take control of our children, and we have to put them first. We have to start spending our time out in the club and spend more time with our kids. We're going to take another moment of silence here to think about some of the solutions that we can come up with. Once again, I ask you, give us a call.
Hello?
Yeah. I don't know how. Oh, I just found out something. Apparently, you cannot hear me. I can't hear you. No. I'm experiencing some technical difficulties here, and I'm trying to straighten that out now. That's not it. It's not there. Unfortunately, I am having a problem here. I can't, there's a show. Yes. No. No. Okay. Unfortunately, I just got a call from Mr. Baggett, and I just found out that he's scheduling to show that I've done a little bit something wrong here, and you are unable to talk with me. I can't get your calls. But I think we're going to continue the same topic next week. But in the meantime, I still would like you to come on our Facebook page and give us some of your comments. We'll be more than happy to respond back to you. And also, as we run out of time here, I'd also like to once again say to the families that we love you, our prayers with you, and with the rest of your families, our hearts are reach out to you. I'd like to ask anyone that has any information, no matter how small or trivial they think it is, to call your local police station. If you don't want to do that or don't feel comfortable doing that, give us a call here at Minneapolis Mad Dads. We'll help you any way we can. We'd also, once again, like to invite the families out to our meeting tonight, which is going to be held on tonight and every Tuesday night at 3023 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis. That's on 4th Avenue. If you're coming from downtown Minneapolis, you're going to cross Lake Street, and it's going to be in the middle of the block on your left-hand side just before you get to 31st. We will serve you a hot meal. We can talk about your feelings and what's going on. Once again, I think the most important thing right now is for us to come together, for us to reach out to each other and show each other love. Instead of striking out each other, let's play the guns down. And I like to say that we need to stop this. We need to take our community back. We need to take our children back. We need to tell our children every day, morning, noon, and night, how much we love them. We need to give them a reason to go in the right direction and leave the wrong direction. Once again, I tell all those of you who are holding weapons, put them down. Turn them in. It's not the way to go. You're destroying and taking others, the lives of others, and you're also destroying your life. Because whether or not the police catch you, there's still someone that you have to answer to. And that's a horrible thing to have to live with the rest of your life, knowing that you've taken another person's life, knowing that you've taken a child's life. How can you, you know, think about that day in and day out? Those of you who are thinking about committing these acts of violence, I beg you, I plead with you, don't. Anything can be solved in a peaceful way, and we've had men through history that have shown us that. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Gandhi, many others, Malcolm X. There is a peaceful way to any and every solution. So before you pick up a gun, I say, try talking it out. If you're too angry to talk about it right then, walk away from it. Come back later and address the subject. There is a way to get to an agreement. There's a way to get to a solution without picking up a gun, a knife, or any type of weapon. Walk away. A real man or woman will walk away. That shows the type of character you have. Walk away. It's not worth it. Again, we ask you to come out to our meeting tonight at 3023 4th Avenue South. We're again inviting the families to come out. Let us help you through this. The address is 3023 4th Avenue South, Minneapolis, right off Lake Street and 4th Avenue South. And on behalf of Minneapolis Mad Dads, VJ Smith, Gil Baggett, my name is Nora, and I'd like to thank you for listening to me today. Unfortunately, you weren't able to call, but once again, hopefully we'll be addressing this subject next week. Contact us on Facebook or come out to the office. We're right here. Bye-bye.